This is North Shore Today for Friday, May 26, 2017. John Castelluccio writes in today's Salem News, city councilors are pushing ahead to permanently ban any future billboards in Peabody. The council, sitting as the Legal Affairs Committee, unanimously voted Thursday night in favor of removing the entire billboard section from the city's zoning ordinance, as well as inserting language under a section on prohibited signs that makes it clear billboard companies cannot add additional screens to their existing signs. This was at the suggestion of City Solicitor Michael Smirzinski, who was asked for a legal opinion on the best way to move forward. The matter will now go to the Planning Board for review and a recommendation back to the full council. Councilors, along with Peabody Mayor Ted Betancourt, have grown to regret their decision several years ago to open the door to billboards. Initially, it sounded like a good source of alternate revenue, but the city has ended up entangled in multiple and prolonged legal cases over various signs. More on this story in today's Salem News, story written by John Castelluccio. A Democratic candidate for governor has promised to extend Blue Line service into Lynn. Bill Newell has the story.
Rick, Democratic candidate for governor Seti Warren promises to extend Blue Line services into the city of Lynn and have millionaires pay for it. Thomas Grillo writes on today's front page of the Daily Item of Lynn, the two-term Newton mayor will make the case for the MBTA project at Central Square Station at a campaign stop this morning. Warren, who is running to unseat Governor Charlie Baker, is facing a challenge for the Democratic nomination from environmentalist and entrepreneur Robert K. Massey and former Governor Deval Patrick's administration budget chief Jay Gonzalez. Whoever wins, they will battle Baker, who was recently named the country's most popular governor in a nationwide poll. Warren, an Iraq War veteran, said that he did not know how much it would cost to extend the Blue Line, 4.5 miles above ground from Wonderland Station in Revere into Lynn. Quote, here's what I do know, he said. The cost of not doing it is a loss of access to high-paying jobs, not getting cars off the streets, and more congestion because that's what's happening right now. In 2013, the MBTA conducted a Blue Line extension study and estimated the cost would be $737 million to $1 billion. Warren said that there are at least two ways to pay for the T project. First, as governor, he would pledge to examine $12 million in state tax credits that are lost to the Treasury. Quote, I'd also look at exemptions that are in the tax code right now. That gives revenue away to special interests, he said. The Newton mayor also endorsed the Lynn to Boston ferry, which was cut last summer amid budget problems. More on this story in today's edition of the Daily Item of Lynn. For North Shore Today, MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell. Rick?
All right, Bill, thank you. Dustin Luca writes in today's Salem News, fireworks lit up City Council chambers Thursday night as the Salem City Council ultimately voted against rescinding the Sanctuary for Peace ordinance passed in March, in turn guaranteeing the issue will go to the ballot in November. The controversy peaked with Ward 4 City Councilor David Epley calling half of the council cowards for ultimately voting present after a petition gathered more than 3,600 valid voter signatures to put the ordinance on the ballot. The ordinance, first passed March 29, affirms city policies to not check documentation status of people in Salem making use of city services, including calling the police. Supporters have argued the ordinance makes the city safer by making undocumented immigrants feel more comfortable reporting crime. Opponents have argued it hurts the city, jeopardizing federal funding for the earned sanctuary status the city could pick up, while also making the city and its residents targets of federal immigration enforcement. More on this story written by Dustin Luca in today's Salem News. There is now a $25,000 reward for information leading to the discovery of a missing 26-year-old Watertown man, Nolan Gargas, who apparently disappeared from the hunt over the weekend. Watertown Police Detective Lieutenant James O'Connor explains where the investigation stands now.
Thank you. Right now, the investigation is still being classified as a missing person. All the work we've done, all the signs point to Nolan taking his mother's car last Sunday and driving it to that area where it was located in Nahant.
Yeah. Now, do you know what the Nahant connection might be? Is there any information as to why he would be in Nahant at that time?
We don't, and that's a great question. That's one of the voids in our investigation. We're trying to figure out what Nolan's connection to Nahant is, if there was a connection at all. But we would love to put that word out there to anyone in that area that may know Nolan or have seen his vehicle there and could answer why he was there. That would be extremely helpful to the Watertown Police.
Adam Swift writes on itemlive.com, it was a night of hard choices and lots of math for the Peabody School Committee this week as they made the final decisions on the 2017-18 school year budget. A public hearing on the nearly $71.9 million school budget is scheduled for Tuesday, June 6 at 7:30 p.m. At the most recent budget hearing Tuesday night, the committee added back several positions that had been cut from the budget initially presented by Interim Superintendent Herb Levine earlier this month. Those additions were the result of several cuts recommended by Levine, as well as an additional $108,000 added back into the budget by Mayor Ted Betancourt. School Committee Member Brandy Carpenter is quoted as saying, "This is one of the hardest times we have when we are weighing one position versus another." Earlier this month, Levine presented a budget of close to $70 million for fiscal year 2018. To meet that number, the superintendent proposed cutting about 15 teaching positions from the schools, nearly half of which would have come through retirement or vacancies. More on this story on today's Item Live, story written by Adam Swift. Ipswich Animal Control Officer Megan Bozano tells us that Ipswich will be expanding their in-town animal shelter.
So we're a really lucky town. We have our own town-owned animal shelter. It's a building in Ipswich where we can house cats and dogs. And we're even more privileged that we are partnered with a humane group called the Ipswich Humane Group, and they work their humane group out of our building. And it's a really interesting partnership. So the humane group actually donated about $65,000 to the town to put on an addition, so we have a room specifically for dogs. And now our air exchange is actually separate. So there's separate ventilation units for cats and dogs, lowering the stress level for both species of animals.
This is MSONewsSports.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with a North Shore Sports Update. The Nipper Clancy Baseball Tournament opens up today at Fraser Field in Lynn. Lynn Glasgow takes on North Reading at 4, followed by Lynn English versus St. Mary's at 7 o'clock. This is Daily Item of Lynn Sports Editor Steve Krause on Nipper Clancy.
You know, Nipper was, there's a kind of a direct descendancy of baseball royalty in this city that starts with, you know, the likes of Pip Kennedy, and any baseball person in Lynn has probably learned it in his father's knee. You know, Nipper would be a direct descendant of that, and he, in turn, spawned, if you want to use the word, Frankie Carey, Jimmy Chettis, Bart Conlin, and Dick Mag, and they were the coaches that established the tournament name for him in 1982. So Nipper had a pretty impressive coaching tree.
Item Sports Editor Steve Krause. Congratulations to Coach Annie Madden and the Marblehead Girls Lacrosse team winning the NEC title, beating Danvers yesterday. Bishop Benwick Boys Lacrosse topped Medford and has qualified for the state tournament. Baseball yesterday, Marblehead over Swampscott 7-6 in a rain-shortened sixth-inning game at Salem State. More stories and features at msonewsports.com.